Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Several matters are back in the news regarding Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk who refuses to issue marriage licenses that conflict with God's definition of marriage. First, there's been a governor who has been overwhelmingly elected that supports Kim Davis and recently made a statement during a press conference. And the bishops among the Catholic Church recently met, and we're going to talk about what happened during their meeting. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, the issue with regards to the Kentucky governor, just days from now, there will be a new Kentucky governor in the governor's mansion, and his name is Matt Bevin. He is a outspoken Christian, pro-life, pro-marriage as the union of one man, one woman, pro-religious freedom, and pro-Kim Davis. He said that he will, as his first act, as the governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, issue an executive order that will protect Kim Davis and her religious freedom so that her name and her title can be removed from these marriage licenses. That's good news for Kim Davis, although the case is certainly far from over.
Well, the governor-elect Matt Bevin is doing what current governor Stephen Beshear should have done, and that is to issue a simple executive order, an executive accommodation that would not force the dozens, if not more, Kentucky clerks across the entire state to violate their First Amendment guaranteed freedom of conscience. Well, Stephen Beshear, who is agenda-driven, refused to do that. Matt Bevin, part of his platform in the campaign was support for Kim Davis and saying that he would protect religious liberty in that state. He was elected, just surprising all the political pundits and everybody, and beat the attorney general who was like Stephen Beshear, agenda-driven and pushing against religious liberty and in favor of the redefinition of marriage.
Well, and Governor Steve Beshear had to recently file a response to the lower court in Judge Bunning's court. He, along with the person who is the state librarian and commissioner of Kentucky Department of Libraries and Archives, they had to file a response with regards to the marriage licenses that Kim Davis had altered, because when she returned to work, she said she would not issue a marriage license with her name or authority and title on it, and so she then X'd out her name and her title and her authority, and on that license it says issued pursuant to a federal court order. The plaintiffs in the case went ballistic. They asked for more contempt against her. And the governor, current governor, Steve Beshear, says he's not going to contest the altered marriage licenses, which do remove the name of Kim Davis and her official title from those licenses. So, frankly, even if he did, I think it would be moot because he only has a couple more days in office, and that office will be filled by a new person, a refreshing person, governor-elect Matt Bevin. So that is good news. Certainly, we are still litigating this. We just filed a brief at the Court of Appeals, nearly 100 pages. We're still down in the lower court before Judge Bunning. We're at the appeals court as well, and we're going to continue to move forward with this case. So continue to pray for Kim Davis and other clerks like her around the country that we are standing for, not just clerks, but other people whose religious beliefs and conscience are being violated by this outlandish opinion of five lawyers on the United States Supreme Court. Speaking of the Kim Davis case, recently the nation's Roman Catholic bishops met at an annual assembly, and they gave two standing ovations to the Vatican's U.S. ambassador who was behind Pope Francis's meeting with Kim Davis. The Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano received a warm reception, according to the Courier-Journal, as he made his customary address to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, his first major public appearance since the issue with the meeting between Kim Davis and Pope Francis. He got a great reception. And by the way, the bishops there at the gathering, they focused on religious freedom and marriage. Those were two of the primary areas and areas of discussion that they were focused on.
Well, and I think that really encapsulates the reality that while there is a very loud, a very vocal, a very apostate minority within the Catholic Church that represents the Catholic Church's homosexual problem, and that's what we're talking about here. I mean, I'm not just talking about these homosexual priests and men molesting young boys. I'm talking about the homosexual problem in that they're pushing the Catholic Church to abandon the truths of Scripture, abandon the Catechism, abandon everything, thousands of years of doctrine, an objective reality, and embrace something that God calls an abomination, so-called same-sex marriage. This shows that that is indeed a very, very vocal, very much a minority, and that the Catholic Church at large is coming to the defense of those who came to the defense of Kim Davis.
That's right. In fact, we have the president of the Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Joseph Kurtz. He spoke generally about conscientious objections when he spoke as well at that same gathering of the bishops. And, of course, we have in October the synod that was a convening worldwide of Catholic bishops and other leaders and cardinals and so forth, along with Pope Francis in Rome, to talk about the issue of marriage and family. And they came out very strongly with a position statement that has always been true to Orthodox and longstanding Christian, Judeo-Christian teachings, and that is marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and same-sex relationship is disordered. It is contrary to God's natural created order. So there has been no movement to liberalize in this particular area, even though there are some people who want to, just like there is with the greater community. Outside of the Catholic Church, there are some vocal people who ultimately get heard. But when you drill down to the bottom, the grassroots, whether it's in the Catholic Church or whether it's outside of the Catholic Church, you have these strong affirmations of marriage. That was clearly evident in the what the media called lopsided victory of Governor-elect Matt Bevin. The media attributed that to the matter of Kim Davis and the marriage issue. That's what propelled him to this lopsided victory. And also you have the same kind of strong statement coming out of the Mormon Church with regards to homosexuality being disordered and contrary to their teaching. So you have these major events that are happening in the Mormon Church, you have it in the Catholic Church, you have it in the political election cycle outside of those denominations. There is big support for marriage. So whatever the media tries to say, that this battle is over, just move on, forget about it. That is not going to happen. This issue is not going away, and the majority of people worldwide, frankly, are standing together with natural marriage.
Well, the battle has only just begun, and speaking before the bishops, Vigano said that. He urged the bishops to preserve in working to, quote, preserve a moral order in society. That's what's under attack, Matt, is the moral order. And he said that they should not, quote, fall prey to secularized and increasingly pagan practices. And that's what we see happening here. And many of these homosexual and so-called progressive members of the Catholic Church are engaging in pagan politics. It's all pagan.
It is. And Jesus said when he walked in the epicenter of paganism at Caesarea Philippi, where the god Pan, among others, was worshipped, from where we get the word panic and other things such as that, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. And despite the winds blowing against the church, that statement is as true then as it is now. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. So stand strong, stand firm, and look up. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We encourage you to pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel. And we also encourage you to take advantage of one of our many resources there on the Liberty Counsel webpage, lc.org. Also, remember Liberty Counsel in your year-end giving. As we approach the year-end and the Christmas season, Liberty Counsel depends upon your prayers and your financial support to be able to defend people like Kim Davis. It takes thousands of hours, lots and lots of resources to be able to do that. But if we weren't there, there would be no defense. We can only be there because you have prayed for us and prayed for our clients, but you've also given financial support to be able to help us be in those situations. Join us. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged. Together, we can make a difference. Liberty Counsel's website is lc.org or call us at 407-875-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.